You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, of course, at this time, as we always do, we go to get the view of the world from London. It is time for the World View. And once again, we are joined by John Adderley, Adam Gilchrist, still on leave. So, John, good morning to you once again. Dismay, you could say, at President Donald Trump's performance at that summit with President Putin. I must say, I did think that one moment he had a brilliant line when he said he's not going to compromise peace for politics. I thought that was one of Trump's best moments. John, good morning. Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Sorry, yeah, I just caught the end of your question here. Yes, that's right. The comments from President Trump, quite extraordinary press conference. We've sat through two extraordinary press conferences recently with President Trump, one here in London with Theresa May, and then this one as well. I mean, what a memorable trip for him. I think if you were to say who got the most from the summit, I'd go for President Putin every time, because he actually really only needed a photo, didn't he, of him next to Donald Trump shaking hands to take home in order to say it was a success. I mean, I guess those who had fears about Donald Trump going over would at least hope that he would give Vladimir Putin a hard time, but it really wasn't the case, was it? You know, much to the dismay of Democrats and some fellow Republicans back home in the US, we had Donald Trump defending Russia over claims of interference in the 2016 US presidential election. He said President Putin says it's not Russia, and he didn't see any reason why it would be. You know, that goes completely against Donald Trump's own intelligence agencies, who say that Russia was responsible for tipping the election against Hillary Clinton. And, you know, and the reaction back home, the US House Speaker, Republican Paul Ryan, said Donald Trump's got to appreciate Russia's not our ally. Another very senior Republican, Senator John McCain, said it was a disgraceful performance by a US president. Others saying it was a missed opportunity which had strengthened our adversaries while weakening our defences and those of our allies.
It's extraordinary, of course, that just a few days before he was meeting with NATO to discuss the threat that Russia might pose to that alliance. But let's move on. You want to talk about a £2 billion plan for a new fighter jet.
Yeah, well, this is rather interesting. They made a great spectacle of it, rolling back the curtains at the Farnborough International Air Show to reveal this model of the UK's planned new fighter jet. They're calling it the Tempest. And it could replace the existing Typhoon fighter jet in years to come. The Typhoon's an aging jet, still very capable, but coming to the end of its working life. So this new one, they hope, will be in the air by 2035. And it's real cutting-edge technology. It could be used with a pilot or flying on its own as a drone. And then it's got very sleek lines, so it would make it hard to detect by radar. It's quite an international effort. Rolls-Royce are on board, Italy's Leonardo, and it's part of a new combat air strategy. This is the government here flexing its muscles, saying we're going to stay a world leader in fighter technology. But, you know, the B word comes up, Brexit, and there are fears in the aerospace industry about what Brexit will mean. So Theresa May herself turned up at the air show yesterday to try and reassure the industry that, you know, after Brexit, there are still going to be plenty of opportunities, because Airbus is threatening to reduce its presence in the UK. So I think there are some fears about the future. And how about this, by the way, for something for the future? A spot on the north coast of Scotland has been earmarked to become the UK's first spaceport to launch rockets straight up in the air to put satellites in orbit. Not one for tomorrow, but maybe in years to come.
Oh, indeed. And of course, talking about naming things like that, London Underground Station has been renamed in honour of the England football captain. Now, there's a surprise.
Yeah, I thought this was rather sweet, actually. It's the idea of two young schoolboys who had previously tweeted a picture of them standing either side of one of the London Underground Station signs on the platform at Southgate Station. They put a photo of England manager Gareth Southgate above the sign, and that gave people ideas, especially after we did so well in the World Cup, of course, getting to the semi-final. So Southgate Tube Station on the Piccadilly line in North London has been rebranded Gareth Southgate Station just for 48 hours. They've changed all the signage, Transport for London says, we're delighted to be able to show our appreciation to Gareth and the team by renaming the station in his honour, at least for 2 days.
Okay, so not the captain, but rather the football coach. John Adderley there on the line from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Robin, who tweeted, what's so good about Roman Dutch law that South Africa often uses it in its courts? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to one of my favorite people, the Associate Professor of Law at Wits University, James Grant.
What's so good about Roman Dutch law is that it considered highly complex, highly detailed circumstances, and textbooks were written in detail about possible circumstances, which oftentimes legal systems just do not contemplate, and the rules aren't written. They are dealt with on a principles basis, where when the real details arise, they're dealt with on a case-by-case basis in the courts. Having said that, it's, of course, its chief strength. It's also its chief weakness, because the circumstances under consideration were, of course, antiquated and are really not applicable to today's circumstances. So, for instance, people, slaves, were treated as property under the Roman law. And so it's desperately in need of modernization, and nevertheless it remains a rich source of law.
All right, that's, of course, Professor James Grant giving us that answer. Congratulations to Robin. You've had your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.